奉主耶稣圣名来查考，在神国里吃饭的有福了。
In the name of Jesus Christ, let us start our service today. We do this blesses those who eat in the kingdom of God.
我们先翻开圣经，路加福音十四章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 14.
路加福音十四章。
Luke 14.
第十五节。
Verse
15. 十四章十五节，同席的有一人听见这话，就对耶稣说。在神国里吃饭的有福了。
15. When one of those at the table with him heard this, he said to Jesus, "Blessed is the man who eats at the feast in the kingdom of God."
我们今天下午就要以这个主题这句话来谈我们在神国里面跟主耶稣一起吃饭的人是有福的。
So today, I would like to use this topic that those who can eat a feast in the kingdom of God are blessed.
在主耶稣传福音的过程当中，他几次被邀请去人家是别人的家里坐席一起吃饭。
During Jesus' ministry on earth, he was invited to eat with other people several times.
我们在路加福音这个读经的过程当中。到第十四章，基本上看到三次主耶稣被邀请到家里去做客。
So if you look at Luke, up to chapter 14, we see that he was a guest at someone's house for a feast about three times.
那每一次主耶稣被邀请去当客人的时候，他都讲出了一段非常重要的教训。
And every time he was invited as a guest to a feast, he would always impart an important sermon.
都是刚好主他其实是有目的的接受邀请去做客，然后在这个机会里面对众人讲出神国的道理。
So you see that Jesus has a motive of being invited as a guest, and he would take the chance to preach to those who were at the feast with him.
那这我们看到说，今天我们人跟人之间呢，在一起的时候，难免都会有吃饭一起吃饭这样一个情况。
And nowadays we see that we frequently have a chance to eat with other people in our lives.
我们也许会被邀请到家里做客。我们也有可能是当主人来邀请别人到家里来。
Perhaps we'll be invited as a guest to other people's home, or we are the host who are inviting others to our home.
在路加福音里面，我们看到主耶稣他在世上传福音的过程里，他基本上都是被邀请去做客的。
In Jesus' life, as we can see in the Gospels, he was frequently invited as a guest to other people's homes.
因为他居无定所，他到处传道到处每个地方都去了，他没有办法固定在一个地方。
For he had no permanent dwelling, and he wandered from place to place.
所以基本上主耶稣也没有那一个条件说。去请别人来吃饭，在地上工作的时候。
So really, he couldn't even invite other people to come and eat with him.
但是在他的信息里面，最后他会作为主人，邀请所有的人都到他的家里来坐席。
But at the end, he'll be the Lord of all, and he would invite everyone to come to a feast with him.
他要为我们摆上最好的，让我们可以跟他一起享受。
He will offer us a best banquet so that we can enjoy with him.
让我们每一个人都可以从他那里得到饱足，满心喜乐。
And all of us will be filled by him and will be happy and satisfied.
那我们就要从路加福音里面来看跟主耶稣一同吃饭的人是有福的，我们可以学到一些教训。
So we can learn some teachings from the parable when he said, "Blessed is the man who will eat at the feast in the kingdom of God."
那这当中其实也说明了主跟他的门徒跟随他的人呢一同团契的一个做法。
It refers to a way that Jesus is eating with his disciples and those who follow him.
你看，我们今天弟兄姐妹在教会的生活当中，我们需要有团契的生活。
Today, brothers and sisters, we need a life of fellowship.
这个团契就避免不了要吃喝。
And in the fellowship, we cannot escape the fact that we need to eat and drink.
就像我们星期六安息日聚在一起，要有人煮饭一起吃饭。
Like today on Sabbath, we are gathered here together, but we need someone to cook for us.
因为有人付出服侍，所以我们可以一起享受，然后饱食之后，我们就满心喜乐。
So someone serve us with their life, and that's how we can enjoy eating and drinking.
但是团契不是只有吃喝而已。
But fellowship does not consist of only eating and drinking.
团契是借着吃喝这个场合能够学到真理。
But that through eating and drinking, we can learn more about the truth.
能够看到神对我们的要求，我们愿意服侍，我们也愿意去付出。
We see God's requirement for us. We're willing to serve God. Fulfill his duties.
所以我们团契的过程当中，我们学习真理，我们也彼此联谊，我们也彼此服侍。
So in fellowship, we learn the truth of God, and we also learn how to serve each other. We serve each other all.
那重点就是为了要去传扬这神国的福音。
And the important point is that we are preaching the gospel, the kingdom of God.
我们效法主耶稣基督他所留下的榜样。
We follow the example that Jesus has left us.
我们不只是在地面上过一个很喜乐、很平安的生活而已。
We do not just live a blessed and peaceful life on this earth.
而是照着主的吩咐，能够把这个得救的福音向万民做见证。
But that according to His commands, we can spread the gospel of His salvation to all men.
那我们现在就来看主耶稣他。被邀请去做客的时候他所做的事情跟他所讲的教训。
So now we look at Jesus being invited as a guest and what he did and his teachings at this banquet.
我们先看第十四章第一节。
Let's look at chapter 14 verse 1.
这是在安息日的时候主耶稣他说被到一个法利赛人的首领家里面去吃饭他们就窥探他。
So we see that Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, and he was being carefully watched.
这其实是已经第三次了。
This is actually the third time.
主耶稣是到法利赛人的家里面去坐席的。
That he went as a guest to a house of a Pharisee.
那这是安息日，应该是安息日的会堂的聚会结束之后的发生的事。
And I think this probably occurred after the Sabbath service.
那这个法利赛人的首领呢？他们请主耶稣吃饭的时候，他们目的是要窥探他的。
But the he was being carefully tested when he went to the house of the Pharisees.
为什么？因为在他面前有一个患水骨的人。
Because in front of him was a man suffering from dropsy.
也就是说，有一个人水肿啊，那个患水骨就是水肿，那个身体基本上是有毛病的。
That means this man is sick. There was something wrong with his body.
那这个病人也被邀请到在这个筵席上面来。
And this sick man was also invited.
所以这些法利赛人他们邀请主来吃饭，他说窥探他的做法就是他们去带了一个有病人在当中了。
And then they were carefully watching him because they had brought the sick man among them.
然后因为他们就在试探说，主耶稣现在在安息日这个时候看到这个人会做什么。
So they're watching him to see what he would do with this sick man on the Sabbath day.
好，第三节，耶稣对律法师和法利赛人说，安息日治病可以不可以？
So then you can see Jesus asked, is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath day?
他们这些人在想什么，主耶稣都知道。
Jesus knew what these men were thinking.
所以他不等他们开口，主耶稣先问他说，这个病人在安息日可不可以让他好？
So Jesus did not even wait for them to speak, but instead asked first, is it lawful to heal on Sabbath?
第四节他们不言语。
But verse 4, they remained silent.
因为他们也知道其实在安息日治病这本来应该是可以。
Because they also know that healing someone who's sick on Sabbath, that should be fine.
但是照着律法的传统，他们祖先历代以来一直教导的这个做法，他们认为不行。
However, according to what their ancestors had taught them and has passed down over and over, is that they should not heal on Sabbath.
他们其实已经看过主耶稣在安息日医好很多病人了。
They actually have observed Jesus healing many people on Sabbath.
他们也知道主耶稣在安息日看到病人的时候，他通常都会把他医好。
And they also knew that when Jesus sees someone who's sick on Sabbath, he would usually heal them.
这个时候他们就不讲话。
So they remained silent.
结果耶稣就治好那人，叫他就走了。
So Jesus healed him and sent him away.
所以这个患水骨的人基本上还没有吃饭，没有吃到饭就走了。
So this man who was sick did not eat and he left.
他因为他医好之后，主耶稣叫他走啊。
Because after he was healed, Jesus sent him away.
法利赛人他们把这个病人请来，不是要吃饭。
So you see that the Pharisees invited this man over not for him to eat.
是要用他做一个工具来试探耶稣，来抓他把柄。
But to use him as a tool to test Jesus.
结果，哎，主耶稣叫他这个人医好就走了，他真的走了。
So this man was healed and he left.
好，接下来是第五节，主耶稣便对他们说，对这些在筵席上的这些人说的。
So then verse 5, Jesus talked to those who were in attendance.
他说：“你们中间谁有驴或者是牛，在安息日掉在井里面，不立时拉他上来呢？”
If one of you has a son or an ox that falls into a well on a Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull him out?
第六节，他们不能对答这话。
6, and they had nothing to say.
显然是他们会这样做的。
For indeed, they would do such a thing.
就是安息日，他们看到自己的牲畜掉在井里面，他们一定会伸手把它救起来。
That on Sabbath day, if they had a son or ox that fell into a well, they would rescue.
但是现在，他们看在安息日看到这个受苦的人。被主耶稣医好之后，他们反而内心生气。
But now they're angry that they see a sick man being healed by Jesus on the Sabbath day.
我们就看到，这个时候这些所谓律法师跟法利赛人他们内心所存的了。
So we could see what is inside the hearts of these Pharisees and teachers of the law.
他们真的对人没有爱心的。
You see that they have no love toward other man.
看到人在受苦，他们不会同情。
They would not sympathize with those who are suffering.
看到这些受苦人病得医治，但是他们却不会喜乐。
When they see a sick man being healed, they would not rejoice.
是因为这件事情刚好发生在安息日这个时间点上。
All because all these things have happened on Sabbath.
他们认为安息日不可以做这种事。
And they felt that this should not be done on Sabbath.
这样子干犯安息日了。
That it is not observing the Sabbath.
但其实安息日在神的律法、神的诫命里面不是这样说。
But Sabbath is not defined this way according to God's laws.
安息日是要把它分别出来。
Yes, we need to separate out the Sabbath day.
主耶稣利用在他传福音的时候，许多次都教导他的门徒安息日应当怎么遵守。
And Jesus had taught his disciples many times throughout his ministry how to observe the Sabbath day.
所以安息日行善作恶哪一项可以呢？
So what can you do on Sabbath day? Can you do good?
当然是要行善。
Of course, you have to do good.
那什么是要最大的善？
So what is the greatest good that you can do?
愿意遵守神，愿意敬畏神的。
It is that you can honor God.
照神的吩咐去做。
You can do according to God's commands.
能够引导人来认识这位天上的真神。
You can lead someone to understand the true God.
我们会认识我们自己在神面前到底是什么角色。
We can recognize our own role in front of God.
我们愿意谦卑的在神面前。
We are willing to be humble in front of God.
能够对人有爱心。
And we have love toward other people.
能够关心那个需要帮助的。
We can care for those in need.
这就是主耶稣他所教导的安息日。
These are the teachings that Jesus had for the Sabbath day.
我们尊重这一天是因为这个日子被神把它分别出来。
And we honor this day for God has separated out the Sabbath day from the rest of the days.
这一天是属神的。
For this day belongs to God.
神既然这样说，我们就这样做。
God has said this, so we follow His words.
那我们就照着主耶稣所留下的榜样来安息日聚集在一起来学习道理。
And according to the example He had left us, we gather here together on Sabbath to learn His teachings.
然后我们可以真的得到神的祝福，我们相信神应许一定实现。
Then we will be blessed by God, and we know that His promises to us will come true.
好，所以你看，这个就是主耶稣他在这一次的被邀请当中他所行的神迹。
So we see this miracle that Jesus performed while he was a guest at another person's house.
让这些法利赛人呢，他们哑口无言。
So that these Pharisees were struck dumb and had nothing to say.
他们也能更认识主耶稣他到底他的内心是如何。
Perhaps they realize more exactly what Jesus thought.
主耶稣他真的是关心那些生病的。
That Jesus truly cared for those who are sick.
这个被邀请来的这个病人呢？
And this sick man who was invited to this feast.
他当初也没有想到说。他来这个筵席的时候，哎，本来是想期待来吃饭的，结果没吃到饭。
This man, perhaps he was only thinking that he was going to eat at the house, but he did not eat.
他可能也不知道说，在这个被邀请的宾客当中，有耶稣这位人物。
Perhaps he did not even know that Jesus was going to be one of the guests at the house.
但是他来了，
But he came.
主耶稣在当中。
And Jesus was among them.
结果主耶稣就让他病得医治。
And Jesus healed him of his sickness.
他所得到的比他吃一顿饭更有价值。
He had received something even more better than eating a meal.
这个主人，这个法利赛人的首领，本来是想要用这个人来试探耶稣的。
And the Pharisees and the teacher of law was using this man to test Jesus.
但是这个病人反过来，他成了一个见证。
But this man became a testimony.
让众人看到主耶稣他的爱。
That all guests can see the love of Jesus.
也借着他的出现，能够主耶稣教导我们一篇很重要的道理。
And through his appearance, we can learn another important teaching of Jesus.
我们看接下去第七节。
Let's look at verse 7.
耶稣见所请的客啊，选择所位，就用比喻对他们说。
Verse 7, when he noticed how the guests picked the places of honor at the table, he told them this parable.
好，所以接下去这是一个比喻。
So now it follows a parable.
你被请去赴筵席的时候，你不要自己跑去坐在那个大位上面了。
If you are being picked, if you're a guest, don't go and pick the best place of the area.
因为万一有在请的宾客当中比你更尊贵的。随后你就要被从那个位置请下来的时候，你就很不好意思了。
For if someone more distinguished come after you, then you will be asked to move to another place, and that will be humiliating.
第十节。
Verse 10.
你被请的时候，你就坐在末位上，坐在那个小位置上。
But when you're invited, take the lowest place, the small place.
要等那个主人把你请去坐那个他说。请你去坐上座，那时候你在同席的人面前就有光彩了。
That when your host comes, he will say, "Friend, move up to your better place, and you will be honored in the presence of all the guests."
第十一节，因为凡至高的必降为卑，至卑的必升为高。
11. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
因为主耶稣就告诉我们今天做客人的态度。
So this is a type of attitude we should have as a guest.
那这个其实在我们今天世界上的这个人跟人之间的互动场合上，真的是这样子。
And this is indeed true when we see the interactions between men and men today.
但是更重要的，他讲的是在将来天国，我们应该有的角色，我们应该有的心态。
But more importantly, this is the type of attitude and role we should have when we're in the kingdom of God.
我们今天都是被邀请进来这个神的家里面来吃饭的。
Today we are all guests that's been invited to the house of God.
我们如果都有这样的一个心情，主耶稣所教导的这个教训，我们抓住了，我们去做以后。
If we all have this type of attitude and we can grasp hold of this teaching of God,
最后我们一定得到主所说的这句话。
At the end, we will receive what Jesus said.
我们就有光彩，我们就得到真的在神国里的荣耀。
We will be exalted.In the kingdom of God.
我们会觉得说，哎，在跟可以在主的筵席上一起吃饭，啊，很有福。
We think it is very blessed to be eating in the kingdom of God.
那这里告诉我们说，今天我们人要懂得谦卑。
But it also teaches us that we need to be humble.
啊，那个你在想，这个第七节说，这个法利赛人的首领，他所邀请的客人，哈。会是谁呢？
So these Pharisees, what kind of guests would they be inviting?
第一个，他们不会请罪人，对不对？
First, they would not be inviting any sinners.
外邦人他们也不会请的。
And probably not the Gentiles either.
所以有可能就是跟他们一起同样的法利赛人这些朋友。
So it will be the Pharisees' friends.
啊，好，所以这些朋友基本上思想观念都差不多。
And these friends probably all have the same type of concepts.
那个。所以这个所请的客人呢，这个法利赛人呢，他们就有这个习惯，去的就是坐在那个好位置上。
So these Pharisees are probably used to going to a place and sitting at a place of honor.
其实在说明他们的心态是自以为义人，自己觉得很尊贵，很有价值。
So they could see that they feel that they're a righteous man and they feel that they deserve a place of honor.
但是其实他们不知道。有比他们更尊贵的人会来坐在这个位置上。
But they probably did not know that someone more distinguished would be coming.
好，所以这个在说明今天所谓法利赛人，他们很注重律法的，基本上共同的特点都是想要得到人间的荣耀。
So Pharisees wanted to observe the law of God, and they were very into that because they want to receive glory from man.
他们其实很在意人给他的称赞。
They actually mind very much the type of praises they receive from man.
我们看一下路加福音第十一章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 11.
第十一章。
Luke 11.
十一章，我们看第43节。
Let's look at 43.
这就是这个法利赛人他们的习惯呐。
This is the custom of the Pharisees.
四十三节说，你们法利赛人有祸了，因为你们喜爱会堂里的首位，又喜爱人在街市上问你们的安。
Woe to you, Pharisees, because you love the most important seats in the synagogues and greetings in the marketplaces.
这就是他期待的，就是从人来的称赞、荣耀。
You see that they want glory and praise from other people.
希望人家把他认为他很重要。
They like other people recognizing them as important.
但主耶稣对门徒说，不要效法他们。
But Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not be like them."
我们要懂得在神面前，在神的国度里面能够谦卑。
We need to know how to humble ourselves in front of God.
我们要知道，今天如果我们可以在神的国度里面有份，就算做仆人都非常有福。
We need to know that just being able to take part in the kingdom of God, even if we are servants, we are very blessed.
我们如果有这种自卑的，就是我们会很谦卑的心态，最后一定被神把他抬举。
If we have this humble attitude, then God will lift us up and exalt us.
这个主耶稣所讲的，这个凡至高的会降为卑，自卑的会升为高，他重复讲过很多次的。
Jesus frequently preached this phrase that he who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
这是不只是我们在人面前应该保持的态度，我们在神面前也要这样子。
And this is the type of attitude we should have, not just in front of man, but also in front of God.
我们看路加十八章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 18.
路加十八章。
Luke chapter 18.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
这是主耶稣讲的另外一个比喻。
This is another parable from Jesus.
讲的是法利赛人跟税吏的祷告。
And it talks about the prayer of a Pharisee versus a tax collector.
我们看第十四节。
Let's look at verse 14.
我告诉你们，这人回家去比那人倒算为义了，因为凡至高的必降为卑，自卑的必升为高。
I tell you that this man, rather than the other, went home justified before God. For everyone who exalts himself will be humbled, and he who humbles himself will be exalted.
这是法利赛人跟这个税吏这个两个人在祷告。
There are two men praying, a Pharisee and a tax collector.
我们说知道这个法利赛人他是自以为义。
We know that Pharisees were confident of their own righteousness.
所以他的祷告基本上就是在跟神邀功，在自言自语。
So really, he was just praising himself while he is talking to God.
那顺便还去贬损这个税吏，这个人是罪人。
He even compared himself to the sinner, the tax collector.
但是这个税吏呢，他却远远站着，在神面前连举目望天都不敢。
But this tax collector stood at a distance and did not even dare look up to heaven.
他只捶胸说：“神啊，你开恩可怜我这个罪人。”
He beat his breast and said, "God, have mercy on me, a sinner."
所以他知道他自己是罪人。
So you know that he knows he is a sinner.
他愿意在神面前认罪悔改。
He was willing to repent in front of God.
他祈求神的恩典来怜悯他。
He asked for God's grace.His mercy, so that he can repent and change.
好，所以你看他的祷告，神听了。
You see that God heard his prayer.
那所以结果，你看主耶稣就在第十四节说，这个税吏回到家去，比这个法利赛人在神眼中更有价值。
And that this man, the tax collector who went home, actually went home justified before God.
在他面前，在神面前，这个税吏。真的才有可能变成这样的心态，才有可能变成义人。
And this tax collector will be called righteous because of his attitude.
所以他在地上他犯罪，但是他愿意承认耶稣基督的救赎。
So he sinned on earth, but he was willing to call Jesus his savior.
所以他愿意来求神开恩可怜他这个罪人。
He was willing to ask God for his mercy and forgive his sins.
他在神面前自卑，最后神就让他升高。
He humbled himself in front of God, so God exalted him.
所以我们今天在人在神都需要保持同样的态度。
So we should have the same type of attitude before man and before God.
今天有些人他们在神面前可能很自卑。
Some people are very humble, perhaps before God.
但是在人面前可能就不是这样想。
But they do not have this type of thinking in front of man.
我是什么人？我某某怎样
？He would think I am this person.
我有什么样的学问？我有什么样的地位？我有什么样的才干
？I did this. I have this education and this work and this.
我在神的国里面做了什么事情
？What should I do in the kingdom of God?
所以有时候我们就会认为自己好像很重要。
So we feel that we're very important.
但其实主耶稣他一再用他的道理在提醒我们。
But Jesus in his teachings remind us.
我们一定要时常在神面前。在人面前都是一个很谦卑的态度才行。
That we should have a very humble attitude both in front of man and in front of God.
那这样的人，他在人面前，其实大家会看出，一个谦卑人，人才喜欢跟他交往。
And man likes to interact with those who are humble.
好，我们今天没有一个人会喜欢跟那个骄傲人在一起的。
No, none of us like to be with someone who's proud.
所以我们今天弟兄姐妹彼此团契，如果每个人都是很谦卑的，团契起来就非常的喜乐满足。
So in our fellowship, if all brothers and sisters are humble, then this fellowship will be very happy.
在神面前，在神的国度也是这样子。
Same thing in the kingdom of God.
神喜爱那谦卑的人。
God loves those who are humble.
所以凡自卑的必升为高，至高的必降为卑。
So those who humble themselves will be exalted, and those who exalt themselves will be humbled.
最后，我们一定会被在神的国度里面啊。一起坐席，能够得到神所给我们的奖赏。
So then we can become guests in the kingdom of God, and we'll receive His blessings.
那我们再看一下第十一章，路加福音第十一章。
Let's now flip to Luke chapter 11.
路加福音第十一章。
Luke 11.
这是又有一次我们看，我们请看第三十七节。
Let's look at verse 37.
路加福音十一章三十七节。
Luke 11:37。
说话的时候，有一个法利赛人请耶稣同他吃饭，耶稣就进去坐席了。
When Jesus had finished speaking, a Pharisee invited him to eat with him, so he went in and reclined at the table.
那现在这次这个法利赛人他是单独请耶稣吃饭呢、啊、
？You see that Jesus singly invited him to come in and eat.
好，那第三十八节了。
Verse 38。
这个法利赛人看见耶稣饭前不洗手。便诧异了。
But the Pharisees, noticing that Jesus did not first wash before the meal, was surprised.
他诧异不是说主耶稣这么不注重卫生呢？
He was not surprised that Jesus is not sanitary.
他诧异是因为怎么耶稣不守律法？
But he was surprised that Jesus did not observe the law.
因为这个法利赛人他们从小被教导的那个习惯，出去外面回来要洗手。
Because they're taught from a young age that when they go out and come back, they must wash their hands.
外面有很多脏的东西啊。
Because there are many dirty things outside.
你回来要洗手。
So when you come back in, you have to wash your hands.
然后做什么要先洗身体。
And whatever you do, you need to wash your body first.
这个就变成律法里面他们的那个习惯，他们的规矩。
It is their law. It is their teaching.
现在这个法利赛人。他期待主耶稣也要跟他一样像这样子的。
So he thought that Jesus would be like him.
但是，他看到主耶稣既然吃饭都不洗手。
But he saw that Jesus did not wash his hands before eating a meal.
然后他就当然很诧异，一定会表现在他的那个这个你一诧异，人家都感觉得到的啦。
So he was very surprised, and it probably showed on his face, and people can see it.
不知道他有没有问他，反正就是。觉得很怪啊，怎么没洗手就吃饭
？We don't know whether or not Pharisees asked Jesus anything, but you could see on his face he was surprised.
我们应该看一下那个马可福音第七章比较清楚。
Actually, I think we should look at Mark 7 because I think that's more clear what's written.
为什么这个法利赛人会诧异
？Why this Pharisee was so surprised?
马可第七章
，Mark chapter 7
第三节
，verse 3。
原来法利赛人和犹太人都拘守古人的遗传，若不仔细洗手，就不吃饭。
The Pharisees and all the Jews do not eat unless they give their hands a ceremonial washing, holding to the tradition of the elders.
第四节。
Four.
从世上回来，若不洗浴，也不吃饭，还有好些别的规矩。他们历代居所就是洗杯、罐、铜器等物。
When they come from the marketplace, they do not eat unless they wash, and they observe many other traditions, such as the washing of cups, pitchers, and kettles.
那这一次所记载的，其实第七章的第二节，现在是法利赛人跟文士看到主耶稣的门徒用熟手，就是没有洗的手吃饭啊，所以。主耶稣的门徒也是这样子嘛。
So in Mark 7 records how the disciples ate without washing their hands. So you see Jesus' disciples do the same thing.
主耶稣他就人家邀请吃饭，他就吃饭，他没洗手。门徒也是这样子，跟他一样。
So Jesus and his disciples they just eat without washing their hands.
好，所以呢，接下去主耶稣就跟他们讲了第六节。
So verse 6 says that.
七章六节，耶稣说，以赛亚指着你们假冒为善之人所说的预言是不错的。如经上说，这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我，心却远离我。
He replied, Isaiah was right when he prophesied about you hypocrites. It is written, these people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me.
第七节，他们将人的吩咐当作道理教导人，所以拜我也是枉然的。
They worshiping me in vain, their teachings are but rules taught by man.
第八节，你们是离弃神的诫命，居守人的遗传。
You have let go of the commands of God and are holding on to the traditions of man.
这是主耶稣借这个机会告诉所有的人呢。
Jesus, through this chance, told the people.
今天我们应当持守的是什么
？What we should be observing today.
今天我们所在意的，不是用嘴唇，用我们的这个好像这个习惯来凸显出我们怎么样注重传统。
We should not be using our lips to pass on the teachings.
而是要真正的去抓住神他的诫命。重点在哪里
？But to grasp hold of the central point of God's teachings
是要尊重神胜过人间的遗传。
To honor God more than the traditional teachings passed down
要看到神律法的精神。
We have to see the spirit behind the teachings
因为今天主耶稣来了。
For Jesus is here to come today
他把律法成全。
He fulfilled the law
他让我们看到律法最终要教导我们的就是耶稣所留下的榜样。
And the most important teachings of the law are the examples left.Behind by Jesus.
跟从主耶稣基督，照他的吩咐去做的就对了。
Those who follow Jesus' teaching and do what he instructed are right.
不能够因着祖先的遗传而废掉神的诫命。
We should not follow the tradition of the ancestors and forget Jesus' teaching.
那个时候，其实所以我们看到这个法利赛人，他们当时候很仔细的这样清洁。他们很注重外表的整齐干净。
You could see that the Pharisees were very careful to observe the law, and they like being clean and orderly.
但是却忘记了最重要的是我们的内心。
But they forgot what is most important, which is in the inside of our heart.
我们现在看回来《路加福音》第十一章。
Let's look at Luke chapter 11.
路加福音十一章。
Luke chapter 11.
第三十九节。
Verse 39.
路加福音十一章三十九节。
39.
主对他说：“如今你们法利赛人洗净杯盘的外面，你们里面却满了勒索和邪恶。”
Then the Lord said to him, "Now then, you Pharisees, clean the outside of the cup and dish, but inside you are full of greed and wickedness."
四十节。
40.
无知人呐、啊，照外面的不也照里面吗？
You foolish people, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also?
四十一节
41.
只要把里面的施舍给人，凡物与你们就都洁净了。
But give what is inside the dish to the poor, and everything will be cleaned for you.
如果我们是这个邀请主耶稣来吃饭的人
，If we are the host who invited Jesus to eat,
我们如果听到主耶稣这样讲。我们会有什么反应
？What kind of reactions we have if we hear Jesus say？
我们会想说，哇，这个主耶稣是客人呢、啊，现在反过来教训这个主人一番呢、啊、
？And we will say you're the guest, and now you're teaching and rebuking the host。
他讲了很多话，其实主耶稣讲的话很锐利的。
We can see that these teachings are very
他是说很 sharp， 就是说。就像这个刀子是刺进人的心里面去的。
It's a very sharp teaching that will cut people's heart.
你们法利赛人洗净杯盘的外面，你们里面却装满了勒索和邪恶。
You can say that he says they clean the outside the cup, inside you're full of greed and weakness.
我们看到主耶稣他讲的话，他基本上其实是要让人真的改变，看到内心自己的污秽的。
Jesus' teaching is to change someone to see the inside.
所以他的话真的像光一样。
So his teachings are like light.
主耶稣的话也不是去让人觉得很舒服的。
His teachings does not make us feel very comfortable.
他是要让人看到真的内心需要改变的地方。
But we see what is inside our heart and what we should change.
主耶稣接受这个法利赛人的邀请，到他家里面去吃饭呢、啊。
So he had accepted this invitation and went to the house to eat.
真的是要让这个人改变的，希望这个法利赛人可以改变的。
Because he wished for this Pharisee to change himself.
主耶稣早就知道这个法利赛人在想什么了。
He already knew what this Pharisee was thinking.
但是他并没有去做出哦，法利赛人很能够接受这个照他们方法去做。
But he did not say, "Oh, the Pharisee can accept this and do this way."
所以主耶稣他利用这个机会，其实是要把道理讲清楚，让这个人可以。改变来成为主的门徒。
So using this way, he clearly explained the law so that this man can turn back and repent.
主耶稣他跟他一起吃饭，跟这个法利赛人吃饭的目的就是要挽回他的。
The reason for him eating with this Pharisee is to turn him back.
所以这不是只是说哦，大家花一点时间，大家聚在一起吃吃喝喝，这样聊一聊天，很高兴而已啊。
So you see that this time is not for everyone just to gather together, being very happy and eat a meal.
今天有时候我们大家弟兄姐妹聚在一起吃吃喝喝。
A lot of times, some brothers and sisters we get together to eat a meal.
有时候变成是在打发时间。
And it's kind of just to pass time.
那当然也是一种接待，也很好。
It's good to receive, have a guest.
但是我们绝对不能够让这样的一个聚集这个团契的时间只是好像大家就是很舒服很满足而已。
But we shouldn't just let this chance of this gathering go by so that people just feel comfortable and satisfied.
一定是用这个机会大家聚在一起的机会利用神的话语让我们彼此得到造就。
But we should grab hold the chance that we're together that we learn more about the words of God so that we're more edified.
所以我们聚在一起在聊天在谈话当中我们不会去谈一些没有营养的话语。
So when we gather together, we should not discuss things that are not good.
我们有时候弟兄姐妹聚在一起，有时候会讲一些东家长西家短啊。
We sometimes when brothers and sisters come together, we talk about this and that.
但其实这些话多了，有时候就会出错，有时候就会变成一种没有造就的话语。
But sometimes when the words are too much.They might go astray and they might not be edifying.
我们一定要从主耶稣的作为里面去得到我们要聚在一起的重点在哪里。
We should understand the goal of the fellowship together.
你看主耶稣特别就指出了这个法利赛人他要改变的地方。
Because the Lord pointed out where the Pharisees should change.
他里面其实装满了很多的不义的。
But his inside is full of wickedness.
他所以第四十节说无知的人啊，你照外面的不也照里面吗？
You foolish people, it says in verse 40, did not the one who made the outside make the inside also?
就是我们今天整个人都是神造的。
That our whole body is created by God.
神他给我们的这些规矩，让我们可以照这个规模来生活来做。
That God gave us rules that we can follow.
也给我们的外表。
And He also gave us an outside.
但最重要的神是给我们内心。
But more importantly, He gave us an inner heart.
他要让我们的内心能够真的像神一样的圣洁。
And our inside should be holy like God.
所以我们不是只是一个外表的行为，说比如就好像说你施舍给人家一个行为。人家会很感谢。
We should not just have an outside appearance doing good for other people.
而是从内心里面真的存着爱心。
But that our inside should be full of love.
存着圣洁敬畏的心。
A very an honorable and a holy heart.
我们所做出来的都是从我们内心发出的，真的是因为敬畏神，因为有神而我们很自然的做出来。
That all we do is because we want to honor God from inside our heart.
好，所以你看主耶稣在这一次的这个吃饭当中，都讲出了啊。当时候这些法利赛人他们最根本的问题。
So you see that when he's eating with the Pharisees, he found out the root problem of the Pharisees.
就是表面性的信仰。
That they have a spiritual life.
借着一些外表行为来掩饰内心的不义。
That they're using outside actions to see what their inside is.
你看这一次一起吃饭呢，主耶稣接下去从四十二节就讲了这个法利赛人跟律法师六个祸。
And then he went out to all the six woes, starting from verse 42.
你看第四十二节。
42.
法利赛人有祸了，因为将薄荷、茴香各样的菜蔬献十分之一，但是公义和爱神的事反倒不行。
Woe to you Pharisees, because you give God a tenth of your mint, rue, and all other kinds of garden herbs, but you neglect justice and the love of God.
因为这个地方说明他很认真的去奉献十分之一。
You see that they're very zealous in giving a tenth of the.
但是却不会在意神的公义跟这个爱的原则。
A tenth, but they neglected justice and the love of God.
所以有一个。好像很敬虔的奉献的行为，但基本上在神面前并不会蒙纪念。
So on the outside, it looks like they're very zealously in giving to God, but this is not something that God will remember.
但是接下去这一句很重要，这原是你们当行的，那也是不可不行的。
You shall practice the latter without leaving the former undone.
好，所以奉献十分之一是本来应该行的，这就是我们凡物从神来，我们把从神所得的用十分之一在。 在给神而已。
So giving a tenth is something we should do, for God gave us all, and we're just giving back a tenth of what we got.
所以这个没有什么好夸口的。
So this is nothing that you can boast about.
本来就应该这样做。
You are supposed to do this.
但是公义跟爱神的事是不可不行的。
But justice and love of God is not something you can neglect.
这一定要去做。
You also must do such.
所以这个就是我们今天在神的所赐给我们的这个恩典底下，我们会愿意让生命更超越，愿意去追求神的公义，从神来的爱。
So now we are saved by God, we're under God, and we should pursue more the love of God.
好，那第四十三节
，Verse 43。
刚才我们提到了这些人喜爱人间的荣耀。
You can see that they love these important seats.
那这个就是在人面前能够得到称赞。他说这个样有祸。
Because they want to receive praise from other people, and that is woe.
第四十四节。
44.
你们有祸了，因为你们如同不显露的坟墓，走在上面的人并不知道。
Woe to you, because you are like unmarked graves, which men walk over without knowing.
这个坟墓是装死人的。
Graves are to hold dead people.
但是坟墓的外面装饰得很漂亮。
But outside the grave is decorated very beautifully.
在说明我们的内心可能装满了很多污秽、肮脏的事。
So our inner heart might be full of darkness and wickedness.
但是我们人的外表却把它装扮得光鲜亮丽，看起来很荣耀。
Appearance looks beautiful and full of light.
主耶稣说，这样的人有祸了。
These type of people are woe to them.
其实掩藏的事没有不显露出来的。
For you cannot hide things forever.
也就是说，最后我们内心所想的一定会一一的显露，别人世人一定看得到。
Meaning that whatever is in our inner hearts will eventually be revealed to other people.
我们要了解，在神面前没有所谓隐藏的事。
We know that in front of God there is nothing that can be hidden.
好，所以先看第十二章。
Let's look at chapter 12.
第十二章第二节。
Chapter 12, verse 2.
掩盖的事没有不露出来的，隐藏的事没有不被人知道的。
There is nothing concealed that will not be disclosed, or hidden that will not be made known.
也就是说，其实我们内心正在想什么，其实有一天一定会被显露出来。
So what we think our inner heart eventually will be revealed.
这个有时候是时间的问题而已。
Sometimes it's just a matter of time.
所以我们要懂得敬畏神，就是我们在神面前一定是让我们的心思跟我们的言行都能够一致的。
So when we're honoring God, we should make sure that the inside of our heart and our outer actions are matched.
我们的信仰要非常的真实。
Our faith should be sincere.
我们一定不会去作假，为了要得到人间的称赞，做什么事。
We should not act false in order to receive praises from other people.
我们不会落入像法利赛人这样的一个行为里。
We should not be like the Pharisees who only do the actions.
啊，这接下来主耶稣他又讲了很多话了。
And you see that Jesus continued to teach many things.
那这个在神国里面坐席，我们如果真的在主耶稣的这个席上，我们听到很多他的道理。
So we are here, we gather here, and we learned many of his teachings.
所以跟主耶稣一起吃饭真的是有福的人。
So those who eat with Jesus indeed are blessed.
不但这个有食物可以享受，哎，你看有这个属灵的粮食，让我们可以时时被提醒。
Not only do we have food to enjoy, we also have spiritual food to sustain us.
啊，所以真的是有福了哈。
So we are indeed blessed.
我们再看一下路加福音第七章。
Let's now look at Luke chapter 7.
往前看看第七章。
Luke chapter 7.
看第三十六节。
Verse 36.
这是另外一次主耶稣被法利赛人邀请去坐席。
This is another time that he was invited to the Pharisee's house.
七章三十六节有一个法利赛人请耶稣和他吃饭，耶稣就到法利赛人家里去坐席了。
36. Now one of the Pharisees invited Jesus to have dinner with him, so he went to the Pharisee's house and reclined at the table.
然后第37节说，哎，这城里有一个女人是个罪人，知道耶稣在法利赛人家里坐席，他就拿着盛香膏的一瓶来了。
A woman who lived in that same town and she lives a sinful life brought an alabaster jar of perfume.
这个女人她不是被邀请的，她本来是不应该来的。
So you see, this woman was not invited. She's not supposed to come.
但是现在这个法利赛人把主耶稣请来了。
But Pharisees had invited Jesus over.
那主耶稣也是很大方的，就来被邀请就来了。
And Jesus was very open, so he came when he was invited.
那来了之后, 诶, 这个, 有这个女人就跟来了,
and this woman followed him.
因为她知道耶稣被请了,
she knew that Jesus was invited.
38节, 她站在主耶稣的背后,
38, she stood behind him.
就爱着他的脚哭,
and she cried at his feet.
然后眼泪就湿了耶稣的脚,
her tears wetted his feet.
那表示有很多眼泪,
so we could see that she shed many tears.
那耶稣的脚湿了之后, 用自己的头发把它擦干,
and then his feet was wet, so she used hair to wipe them.
还不只是这样, 接下去用嘴连连亲他的脚,
not only that, but she kissed them.
然后亲完之后, 再又把这个香膏抹上,
and after she kissed them, she poured perfume on them.
这个, 我们看这个过程, 这个都要时间,
so we can see that this takes time.
这都是在筵席进行的时候所发生的事情,
that this happened during the feast.
这个有罪的女人, 她为什么要这样做?
Why did this woman who's a sinful woman want to do such a thing?
因为她知道耶稣基督愿意赦免,
for she knows that Jesus can forgive sins.
她知道这是她的机会,
and she knows that this is her chance.
她唯有来求告耶稣,
she comes to ask God,
她这个罪才有办法解决,
so that her sins can be resolved.
她这个生活才能改变,
so that she can change her life.
所以她听到耶稣的消息, 她不请自来,
so when she heard Jesus that it was going, she was not invited, but she came.
好了, 当这个有罪的女人, 为耶稣这样做的时候, 诶,
so this woman was doing these actions, and the host saw this.
第39节, 请耶稣的法利赛人看见这事，心里就说, 这个人若是先知, 必知道摸他的是谁, 是这个怎样的女人, 乃是个罪人。
When the Pharisees who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, if this man were a prophet, he would know who is touching him and what kind of woman she is, that she is a sinner.
第40节,
40,
这个耶稣就对他说了, 西门, 我有句话要对你说。
So Jesus answered him, Simon, I have something to say to you.
那西门就说, 夫子, 请说。
So Simon said, tell me, teacher.
好, 接下去, 主耶稣讲个比喻了。
And then Jesus told a parable.
这个欠债的, 一个欠50两银子, 一个欠5两银子的。
That there are two men with debt, one owed him 500 denarii, the other 50.
两个都不用还债了, 最后哪一个, 哪一个会更爱这个主人呢?
Neither of them have to pay their money back, and which of them will love the money lender more?
西门就说, 当然是那个多的恩免, 就是欠的更多不用还的, 那当然会更爱这个主人呢。
Simon replied, the one who had a bigger debt canceled, meaning the one who had more money, but he did not have to return it.
主耶稣跟他说, 没有错, 你断得非常正确。
And Jesus said, you have judged correctly.
第44节,
44,
现在转过来, 对着这个女人说话。
Then he turned toward the woman and said to Simon,
你看, 对着女人, 对着西门说, 你看, 你看这个女人吗?
He said, do you see this woman?
我进了你的, 家你没有用水给我洗脚啊?
I came to your house, but you did not give any water for me to wash my feet.
这是做主人的最起码的做法, 就是要为这个宾客洗脚, 或者是用水让他们洗脚。
This is a very basic duty of the host, that they should offer water for guests to wash their feet or wash the guest's feet.
那你看你没有给我, 给我水洗脚, 这个女人用眼泪湿我的脚, 用头发擦干。
You did not give any water for my feet, but she wet my feet with her tears.
45节说, 你没有跟我亲嘴。
You did not give me a kiss in verse 45.
但是这个女人, 从我进来的时候, 就不住用嘴亲我的脚。
But this woman, from the time I entered, has not stopped kissing my feet with her mouth.
46节,
46,
你没有用油抹我的头, 这个女人用香膏抹我的脚。
You did not put oil on my head, but she has poured perfume on my feet.
从44节到46节, 这个主人三件事情都没有做。
So from 44 to 46, you see there are three things that the host did not do.
但基本上这个是主人带客人三个必要的动作。
And these are the three basic things that all hosts should offer to their guests.
这个法利赛人他请耶稣来, 他什么都不做。
The Pharisee invited Jesus over, but he refused to do any of those things.
所以其实我们看出, 这个法利赛人, 他虽然邀请主耶稣来, 但他内心里面对主耶稣根本就 不把他当作很贵重的客人呢。
So we could see clearly the inside of this Pharisee's heart that he invited Jesus over, but in his heart he did not regard Jesus as a treasured, honored guest.
如果主耶稣对他来说是很重要的客人，他绝对不会忽略这三件必要的事。
For if Jesus was an important guest to him, he would not have not done these three actions.
他也许认为说，我让主耶稣来我家里吃饭，这个很不得了了。
He probably thought it is just good enough for me to invite Jesus over to my house.
因为对法利赛人来说，他们认为耶稣是破坏律法的人。
Because they feel for the Pharisees that Jesus did not obey the law.
主耶稣他接受邀请来了。
So Jesus accepted the invitation and came.
其实目的就是要，我们看主耶稣他每一件事情都有目的，他目的就是，你看让这个女人也能够来到。
But he has a motive. We see everything that Jesus does have a motive, and the motive is that so this woman can turn back.
这个女人后来来了。
This woman came.
你看，这个西门所有没有做的事情，都是这个女人替他做了。
And all the actions that Simon did not do, the woman did for him.
而且他还做的非常的谦卑的。
And she did it in such a humble way.
你看，就是用他的嘴去亲耶稣的脚。
Using her mouth, she kissed Jesus' feet.
用她的眼泪去洗他的脚。
Using her tears to wash his feet.
你看，他的每一件事情，我们都看到一个罪人他谦卑求赦免的姿态。
We can see from her action that it's a sinful person asking for forgiveness from the Jesus.
所以主耶稣最后跟这个女人说：“你的罪赦免了。”
So that is why Jesus at the end said, "Your sins are forgiven."
那个时候，这些同席的人，这些法利赛人，他们心里就说：“这个人是什么人？怎么可以赦免人的罪？”
So the other guests start saying, "Who is this man that he can even forgive sins?"
但是主耶稣，你看他。什么都不讲，他跟这个女人说：“你的信救了你，你平平安的回去吧。”
But Jesus did not respond to them, but in fact he said to woman in verse 50, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace."
在这一次主耶稣跟他们一起吃饭坐席当中，谁真的得到恩典？
So in this feast where Jesus is eating with the Pharisees, who do you think received the blessing of God?
就是这个有罪的女人。
It is this sinful woman.
她真的出于对耶稣的信心。
She had a lot of faith toward Jesus.
她所做出来的都得到主耶稣的悦纳。
And all her actions were accepted by Jesus.
主耶稣赦免她的过犯，她的罪恶。
So Jesus forgave her of her sins.
这个女人平平安安的从这个筵席上出去，她真的是改变。
So this woman departed from the feast in peace, and she's changed.
这也就是主耶稣他来到人间所要完成的工作。
And this is the type of work that Jesus hoped to accomplish in the earth.
要让那有信心的。因着他的所付出，他所做出来的，得到主耶稣的救恩，能够平平安安走上另外一条道路。
That those with faith and doing actions according to their faith can go on their way peacefully.
让人从此离开罪恶。
Let people turn away from their sin.
能够看到在神国里面，神的爱是何等的长阔高深。
To see how deep and how wide the love of God is.
没有人，这个社会没有人愿意接纳他的。现在耶稣赦免他，接纳他的。
No one in society was willing to accept her, but Jesus accepted her and forgave her.
你看主耶稣在这次的坐席里面。
You could see what Jesus did here.
你看他也教导了这个当主人的。
He taught the host.
他也其实也让这个主人知道说他主耶稣所讲的话其实显露出这个主人对耶稣的态度。
Through the word Jesus' word, you could see the type of attitude this host had toward Jesus.
因为他不是真的看重耶稣，也不真的认识耶稣到底是谁。
The host did not really know who Jesus is and did not really honor Jesus.
所以他才会说。这个人如果是先知的话，他应该会知道这个有罪的女人。
So you see, this Pharisee even said to himself, "This man was really a prophet. He would know who's touching him."
他的同伴说：“你看这个人是谁，竟然能够赦免你的罪
？”And then his guest says, "Who is this man who can forgive sins?"
表示他们根本不了解主耶稣他真正在这个世界上他传福音所要完成的工作是什么。
You could see that these men do not understand what Jesus' purpose is on this earth.
他们很了解律法。
They understand the law.
可是他们所了，他们对耶稣的认识还比不上这个有罪的女人呢。
But their understanding of Jesus is even less than the sinful woman.
这个有罪的女人，她懂得抓住这个机会来就近耶稣。
This sinful woman know that she should grab hold of a chance to get closer to Jesus.
在这个筵席上，她真的得到恩典。
And in this feast, you see that she received the true blessing.
她能够来到主耶稣基督的身边。
She could come to this Jesus' side.
她的人生从此改变。
And then she changed her whole life.
她真的享受主所为她预备的看不见的筵席。
She had enjoyed the invisible feast that Jesus prepared for her.
这个筵席不是桌上这些看得见的食物。
And this banquet does not consist of physical food you can see on the table.
而是主给她的这个最重要的救恩。
But that Jesus gave her the most important salvation.
让她的罪得赦免。
That her sins are forgiven.
那最后，她一定可以在神的国度里面吃喝快乐。
And at the end, she can eat and drink in the kingdom of God.
我们今天看到圣经所留下的道理。
Today we see many teachings left in the Bible.
我们一定要很向往，将来有一天我们可以坐在主耶稣的筵席上。
We have to be firm that in the future we can sit at the banquet of God.
我们愿意，一定要愿意啊，看到主他的道理所要改变我们的地方。
We should be willing to see where God wants us to change.
最后，主耶稣他要当主人。
For at the end, the Lord will be the host.
他在地上的时候，他是当客人被邀请去吃饭的。
When he was on earth, he was a guest being invited over to people's house.
将来他要变成主人，邀请我们来他筵席上吃喝。
But in the future, he will be the host, and he will invite us to his banquet.
看回来路加福音十四章。
Let's look at back to Luke chapter 14.
十四章十六节。
Luke 14 verse 16.
耶稣对他们说：“有一个人设摆大筵席，请了很多客人来。
A certain man was preparing a great banquet and invited many guests.
结果呢？之前所邀请的人没有一个来得到享受的。
Verse 17, we see that those who were invited did not come.
去请仆人，请他们来，大家都推辞，不要来。
He sent out his servants, but they all declined the invitation.
有的说买地要去看看，所以这个就是表示我地上很多产业没有时间去。
One bought a field, he must go see. This symbolizes someone who has many possessions on earth.
追求世界比较重要。
And it was more important to him to pursue those things on earth.
有一个说买五对牛要去试一试。
Another said about five yokes of oxen, I'm going to try them out.
没有时间来跟你一起吃饭。
I do not have time to come and eat with you.
这个买了五对牛表示他很注重他的事业。
Five yokes of oxen.
五对牛可以创造很多财富的。
Shows that he is very into his career and that he wants to have more possessions.
抓紧机会来赚取财富。
He wants to grab hold of the chance to have more possessions.
哪有那个美国时间跟你坐在那边吃饭
？How would he have the chance to sit down and eat with you?
所以他就拒绝了。
So he also excused himself.
好，第三个，第二十节。
The third.
他说娶了妻子。所以没有时间来吃饭。
I don't have time to come and eat.
这个表示他很注重的是人间的享受。
So you see that he put emphasis on the enjoyment of.
他很看重家庭。
He placed emphasis on his family.
很注重婚姻。
And his marriage.
所以最后都没有时间跟主耶稣一起吃饭。
So now he had no time to eat with Jesus.
最后这些人通通没有办法在主的筵席上吃喝快乐的。
And all these people could not enjoy the great banquet of God.
最后都是这些。贫穷瞎眼的，本来不配的，没有被邀请的，最后都来了。
And those who came are the poor, the crippled, the blind, those who would not offer the invitation in the beginning.
让我们都能够愿意接受主耶稣的邀请。
Let us all be able to accept the invitation from God.
能够来坐在主的筵席上。
That we can participate in His banquet.
来享受他所为我们预备的。
We could enjoy what He has prepared for us.
所以我们不但能够听到主的道理，我们能够享受主耶稣所给我们的这个永远的福乐。
That not only can we listen to his teaching, but we can enjoy the eternity that he has prepared for us.
愿主帮助我们。
May God help all of us.
最后都真的能够很乐意的接受主的邀请，来在他的筵席上吃喝。
That we may all joyfully accept his invitation and eat and drink at his banquet.
再一起来唱一首诗歌。